Annoying mosquitoes. Oh, hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Amp. Mosquito, how did it get up here so high in the sky anyway? You know, sometimes mosquitoes keep me up at night. Does that ever happen to you? You're trying to sleep, you hear a noise in your ear, and even though you wake up and you turn on the light and try to catch that mosquito, somehow it always gets away. Ah! Well, the name of our lesson is, Don't Let That Mosquito Bite You. Ah! I let that mosquito bite me. Well, no more mosquito. Friends, here's a question for you to think about. What mosquito-borne diseases are mentioned in our lesson? What mosquito-borne diseases are mentioned in our lesson? I believe we're going to find the answer very soon. So, let's go. There's no mosquitoes inside. Don't let that mosquito bite you. Keep mosquitoes away. You know the sound, that high-pitched whine in your ear that tells you a mosquito is looking for a meal. Rather than donating blood to her cause, you wave the insect away. But that rarely works. Your body usually ends up with one or more itchy red welts somewhere. Are there better ways to keep the irritating insects at bay? Yes, indeed! Preventing mosquito bites can also stop infections with dangerous illnesses. Mosquito-borne diseases such as the Zika virus or malaria have terrible consequences.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 whine 这个名词。Whine 是指刺耳的尖叫或哀鸣声。例如 ,despite the little boy's moaning and whining, his parents didn't buy him any candy. 尽管这个呢小男孩又哭又哀嚎，他的父母还是没有买任何糖果给他吃。或者是 the actress's high-pitched nasal whines became her trademark. 这位女演员高音调的尖声鼻音成为她的注册商标。Whined 也可以当动词，例如 The girl whined to her parents that she wanted to go out with her friends. 这个女孩哀声请求父母让她和朋友出去。接下来我们看 at bay 这个成语。bay 原来是指海湾，这里是指限定区或者是间隔区。所以 at bay 就是指被包围或走投无路或者是不时逼近。例如 The insulation in the walls should be able to keep the chill at bay.墙壁的隔热材料应该可以抵挡寒意入侵，或者是 the top-notch alarm system will for sure keep intruders at bay. 这个顶级的保全系统一定可以防止宵小。
Thank you so much, Michelle. And just so you know, Rebecca,、
mm-hmm.
like you told me yesterday,、
mm-hmm.
I have my little travel bag.Packed.
Oh, you、yeah. do?
Yes, and、hmm. I'm just a little worried that if、I go hiking somewhere,、
yeah.
That there might be a lot of mosquitoes. So it's a good thing I have this mosquito racket.
Gabe, I'm glad you brought that mosquito racket.、
Mm-hmm.
But let me just give you a tip.、
Hmm?
When it's on, don't put your finger in the middle because it might hurt.
Oh, well, I was going to say...I'm not sure if it works or not. I was wondering if maybe you could test it for me.
No. And no. You may try that out on your own finger or a mosquito.
You know, I heard if you try it on your knee,、
uh-huh.
it doesn't hurt.
Oh, cool. Well, you could try it on your knee.
But don't try that at home, friends, if you don't want to.
Yes, please don't play around withThis mosquito zapper, it's not a toy. Anyway, our lesson is called Don't Let That Mosquito Bite You. I'm sure everybody at some point in time has experienced a mosquito bite. And let me tell you, they itch.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot.
Yeah, like they really do. Oh, check out this picture. Look at that mosquito.
Ew, it's a mosquito.
And can you imagine posing for this picture, Rebecca?
As if I were the mosquito?
No, if you're the person.
Oh, the person.
Yeah, and you're like, hurry up, take the picture before the mosquito actually bites me. That's
probably
a good picture, though.
It probably already did bite him.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, our lesson does say keep mosquitoes away. I think everybody would love it if we didn't have any more mosquitoes. Well, you know the sound, that high-pitched whine in your ear that tells you a mosquito is looking for a meal. In other words, it's looking for you.
Right, he is looking for me. Well, rather than donating blood to her cause, you wave the insect away. That's what we like to do with these mosquito zappers as well. We wave them through the air, hoping to zap the mosquito.
But that really wasn't a mosquito.
No, it's a good thing we have no mosquitoes in here, although I was just bit by one outside. I donated my blood to this mosquito.
Right. I'm sorry that you donated your blood to the mosquito. Well, friends, you see this phrase here on the screen, to donate something to someone's cause. If you donate something, that just means that you take something that belongs to you and you give it to somebody else. You could donate clothes to a woman's cause or to a good cause. You could donate money to a good cause.
You know what? That's what I usually think of.
Yeah, me too.
Donating money. For example, we know someone in Turkey who, her name is Eunice, and some people at our office like to donate money to her and to her cause. But in our lesson, this is really just a fun way of saying that we're letting the mosquito bite us, okay, because it's taking blood from us. Of course, nobody would want to donate their blood to mosquitoes.
No, you are right, Gabe. Well, anyway, but that rarely works. What rarely works? Trying to wave the insect away. They always come back. Your body usually ends up with one or more itchy red welts somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that happens. Mm-hmm. That happened to me earlier on the back of my neck. But friends, that's really hard to see. So here's a picture so you can see what this red welt looks like. And of course, you're probably very familiar with this. Not only the picture, but also the feeling of having a red welt.
And here we see a great question. Are there better ways to keep the irritating insects at bay? Now, if you keep something at bay, that just means that you keep it at a distance. You keep it away from you.
Yeah, you know, my friend was going for a period of time without taking a shower. I joked with him. I said, what, are you trying to keep girls at bay? Because I don't think girls want to hang out with you if you're not taking a shower.
But I would definitely not mind keeping mosquitoes at bay. Mm-hmm. Preventing mosquito bites can also stop infections with dangerous illnesses. Mosquito-borne diseases such as the Zika virus or malaria have terrible consequences.
And that is the answer, okay? What mosquito-borne diseases are mentioned in our lesson? The Zika virus and malaria. Friends, right now it is time for us to move on to
the Info Cloud. Hi, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. I'm Pauline.
And I'm Ken. Most of you are probably familiar with the adverbs weekly, monthly, and annually.
Of course, those are easy. If you do something weekly, you do it once a week. Or if you do something monthly, you do it once a month.
And if an event takes place once a year, it occurs annually. But what happens when we add the prefixes semi or by to these adverbs?
Oh, that's a good question. Those can be a bit tricky.
Yep. Let's first look at the prefix by. By comes from the Latin word for to. So you might be tempted to think that bi-monthly means something that happens twice a month.
But that's the tricky part. The by actually is referring to the number of months, not the number of events. So a bi-monthly event is one event that only happens once every 2 months.
Exactly. So if I have a bi-weekly meeting scheduled for work, that means the meeting happens once every 2 weeks.
Got it. But what if you want to say you do something twice in 1 year?
Then that's when the prefix semi comes into play. Semi also has to do with the number two. It means half in Latin.
So a store that advertises a semi-annual sale is saying that there is a sale that happens twice a year, probably once in the first half of the year, and then again a second time in the second half of the year.
Right. Now, we should note that the prefix semi is used most frequently with annual events or more formal functions. It wouldn't sound natural to say, I go to the park semi-weekly. That just sounds a little too formal.
Yeah. In that case, you would just say, I go to the park twice a week.
我们接下来看两个 prefix 字首，一个是 bi， 一个是 semi。首先 ，bi 在拉丁文表示二，因此 bi-monthly 就是两个月一次的，一本双月刊就是一个 bi-monthly。bi-weekly 就是两周一次的，比如说 a bi-weekly meeting 就是两周一次的会议。semi 表示一半，因此一个 semi-annual sale 就是每半年一次的大减价。要注意 semi 通常只用于 semi-annual， 很少人会说 semi-monthly 或 semi-weekly。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
The mosquito will never get away now.Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, if you think you are too small to make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito. That's a quote by the 14th Dalai Lama, and I kind of like it. Mosquitoes are small, but they do make a difference, don't they? Well, who is more likely to be bitten by mosquitoes? That's what we're going to talk about next. Don't let that mosquito bite you. Several million people worldwide die from diseases carried by mosquitoes each year, adding urgency to the battle. Studies have shown that certain groups of people are prone to mosquito bites. These include those who are pregnant, have a higher than normal body temperature, or have type O blood.These groups should be aware they are more attractive to mosquitoes and stay inside whenever possible, especially at dawn and dusk. Many breeds of mosquitoes are more likely to bite at these times. People should also wear light, bright colors as dark colors attract the insects.
OK， 继续我们看 urgency 这个名词。urgency 是指紧急或迫切，例如 developing effective vaccines for malaria is a matter of extreme urgency。发展治疗疟疾的疫苗是刻不容缓释。或者是 the urgency in the woman's cry got people's attention。这个女人急切的呼叫让人注意到她。她的形容词是 urgent，U-R-G-E-N-T。例如 ,many children in the refugee camp are in urgent need of clean water and food. 难民营中许多的孩子都急需干净的水和食物。最后我们看 prone 这个形容词 ,prone 是指易于如何如何的或者是倾向如何如何的常常都是负面的事情。如果要说明倾向发生什么的话是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,overweight people are prone to heart disease.过重的人比较容易得到心脏病，或者是 children from single parent families are prone to having social problems. 单亲家庭的孩子比较容易有社交上的问题。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, I know there's a mosquito here somewhere. Where did it go?
Rebecca, wait, hold on. Don't kill the mosquito.
Well, that's what this is for, to kill mosquitoes. You just go to like this, like that. Yeah?
Right. You need to donate your blood to her cause. Yeah.
Babe, are you wanting me to get malaria or the Zika virus?
Well, no. No, I hope not. But, you know, it's kind of, isn't it kind of violent? Some people do think it's kind of violent to kill anything, even little mosquitoes.
Well, Gabe, let me tell you something. Hmm? Our lesson says several million people worldwide die from diseases carried by mosquitoes each year,
yeah.
Adding urgency to the battle. Don't you understand? This
okay.
is an urgent matter.
It is an urgent matter. And yes, that is why maybe we should kill mosquitoes when we see them, because we don't know what kinds of diseases they're carrying. Friends, if you have a disease and you're rushed to the hospital, that is an urgent matter. Rebecca, it seems like you are urgently trying to get rid of a mosquito.
Yeah, I was trying. Oh, hey. I think I missed it.
Yeah, I think you did, too.
Mosquitoes are really fast.
Especially these type A mosquitoes.
Yes. But the point is, Gabe, mosquitoes are an urgent matter because they do carry diseases, and we don't want them to just fly around anywhere.
No. No, we do not.
Mm-mm. No. Sometimes mosquitoes are found in our house. Hey, do you want to know what another urgent matter is? We have a special little visitor who likes to visit our home.
Hmm?
It's called a mouse. And it's an urgent matter because this mouse ate my bread that I made not too long ago.
Oh.
An urgent matter.
That is an urgent matter.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Rebecca. I wish your house would have some mosquitoes to bite that mouse.
Yeah, well, that would be extremely urgent anyway.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, speaking of mosquitoes
mm-hmm.
and your house,
mm-hmm.
how often do you have mosquitoes in your room?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, sometimes mosquitoes appear in my room, but my little kitty likes to go after them. It's so cute.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a cat to kill your mosquitoes.
Yes, she keeps them to a minimum. Well, anyway, speaking of urgent matters, I think that we need to continue with our lesson. Very urgent.
Okay, well, we read here that studies have shown that certain groups of people are prone to mosquito bites. Now, prone is a word from our word bank. If you're prone to something, that means you have a tendency to do something. So you have a tendency to be bitten by mosquitoes more than other people.
And of course, you could be prone to mosquito bites. You can be prone to headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Headaches. And I've even heard that some people are accident prone. I don't know how that happens, but for some reason or other, they just seem to always have accidents.
Oh, that's a special word using this word prone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Accident prone. Maybe you know someone who is always slipping or tripping or falling or running into something. You could say this person is accident prone. Not just a clumsy person, but maybe someone who is accident prone. Accidents happen to them all the time. Well, this word also makes me think of clothes. You could say this company's clothes are nice, they look nice, but they're prone to wearing out quickly. So I don't buy the clothes from that company.
And that's unfortunate. Well, friends, we are talking about how there are certain groups of people who are prone to mosquito bites. These include those who are pregnant, have a higher than normal body temperature, or have type O blood. These groups should be aware they are more attractive to mosquitoes. And stay inside whenever possible, especially at dawn and dusk.
Dawn and dusk. And we read here that many breeds of mosquitoes are more likely to bite at these times. So early in the morning or in the evening, right? People should also wear light, bright colors as dark colors attract the insects. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow, wear a light and bright colored something. I don't know. I don't
something.
Know.
Well, one thing I do know mm-hmm. is that it's now time for twin time.
Welcome back to Twin Time, everyone. I'm Serena.
And I'm Christina.
It's time to review today's lesson. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. The words are prone, malaria, welt, and urgency. Wow, these are some great words. All right, let's begin. The first sentence is, more than 70% of all deaths occur under the age of 5. This one is a little tough, but can you guys guess the answer? That's correct. More than 70% of all malaria deaths occur under the age of 5. Malaria is a disease you get from the bite of a certain type of mosquito. It can also give you a fever or make you feel very cold. All right, let's move on. Here's the next sentence. She has a huge under her eye. I think you know the answer. She has a huge welt under her eye. A welt is a mark on the skin, which could be red, blue, or purple, and it's usually caused from an injury or an allergic reaction. That's right. So be careful. You don't want any welts on your body. All right. Here's our last sentence for today. People with fair skin who sunburn easily are to develop skin cancer. Is the answer prone or urgency? Right. People with fair skin who sunburn easily are prone to develop skin cancer. So people with fair skin who sunburn easily are more likely to get skin cancer. Well done, everyone. Although these were some pretty serious sentences, we hope you still had fun and learned something. We hope you can join us again on our next Twin Time.
All right, Rebecca, I got a question for you.
I've got an answer for you.
It's a little quiz. Friends, maybe you know the answer too. So, who is more prone to mosquito bites?
That's a great question. Well, first, pregnant women, people with a higher body temperature.
Good.
And people with, let's see.
Type what blood?
Type O. Type O blood. Yes, friends,
nice job.
I hope you got that right.
And friends, we hope that you protect yourselves from mosquitoes. We do have more to learn about this tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom.